The following was recorded in front of a live studio audience at the Studio 21 Podcast Cafe. This is the United Podcast Network.
Hey, everybody, this is The Ashholes. Each week, they smoke a different cigar, sometimes the same cigar, but mostly different, and they give their honest impression. They always assign an official Ashholes rating to that cigar. So, pull up a chair, light up, relax, be an Ashhole too. It's very rewarding.
Broadcasting live from the Studio 21 Cigar Studio above Two Guys Smoke Shop in Salem, New Hampshire. This is the Ashholes Podcast. And today we're talking about what are in our cigar rotations now.
We did this before, and here we are again. Has it changed? I don't know. I'm Dave, and that was Aaron that you heard. Yes. We have Ed Sullivan next to me. Mm-hmm. Dan, Chrissy's on the side. If you're watching, you don't see her. Yeah. We are the Ashholes. The guy you heard at the beginning is Tony V, doing the intro of the show.
He's a comedian, right?
He's a comedian. Now, I want to ask Aaron this question. Me and Ed are going to go see Bobcat Goldthwait.
Oh, man.
Do you know who he is?
Oh, of course I do.
You do?
Yeah, Police Academy.
Where's my bell? Because I asked a few people already, and they have no idea who that
is.
How old are they?
I mean, come on.
I knew his name.
I mean, did you ask James?
Here we go. Like, Dan didn't know.
Yeah. I knew his name, but I didn't know what he was in.
Yeah. There's definitely a cutoff there for him, for sure.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. I know who he is. He's great.
And you knew before.
Oh, yeah.
And he had that great movie about alcoholic clowns.
Yes.
So like Dave Coulier, who was on Full House. It's like, if you didn't watch Full House, you probably don't know who he is, right?
He's a close friend of Robin
Anyway,
Williams, too, right?
Bobcat's a cigar smoker. We had a cigar with him already, maybe a couple.
Yeah.
And he texts me every once in a while.
So show off. A little name dropping.
We're kind of like friends, we are.
Yeah. Anyone who's ever watched Scrooged with Bill Murray.
Here we go, another one.
Come on, that's a good one. If you don't know who the crazy guy is with the gun at the end, that's Bobcat.
Absolutely.
He's fantastic.
And I know what's on his rotation. I know what he smokes on the regular.
Yeah?
Nub.
Okay.
He loves nubs. But that might be a little of the Tony thing of in between a set or something, you go outside by the dumpster and maybe that's all about. We're not going to smoke a quickie today. This is a full-size cigar.
Oh, yeah.
Back in the day, because of the ring gauge, this is what a real Toro was in the day.
Yep. So, well, we're going to light up today the Single Cast Nation 2023 from Aganorsa, exclusively made for twoguyscigars.com or Two Guys Smoke Shop. It's made in Nicaragua. It is a 6x48 Habano wrapper, double binder Corojo 98 and 99, and then Nicaraguan filler. For a box of 10, it's $139.99, or you can buy a single for $14, and you can only find the cigar on twoguyscigars.com. That's the number twoguyscigars.com.
So King Single Cast Nation are, I don't want to say distillers, they buy barrels of liquor and rebrand it as different things like that. They took one of their barrels. This is the maybe third or fourth time we've done this.
Yeah, at least the third.
Yeah. And they sent it to Nicaragua, where the folks each time from Aganosa Leaf, using a different barrel, ends up, I believe, the finished product, the finished cigars go into the barrel.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
For a short period of time, they absorb the aroma from inside the barrel.
How short? The first batch they made, very strong.
Right.
Very strong whiskey.
Yes.
Second one, I think they nailed it. This one is a little stronger again.
Okay, they're trying to balance of whatever it is. And you hear of barrel aging. Mm-hmm. This is to another level, I would say.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's very obvious.
It's almost like barrel soaking.
Right.
You know what I mean? And in a good way. If you like that, like true, like
it's
spirits flavor. It's in the aroma.
I can smell it before I even light it.
Yeah, if you look at something like the Perdomo,
they're
aging the tobacco leaves, so they can get another fermentation on them. And with the Perdomo, usually all you'll detect is a little sweetness from bourbon.
Yeah.
You don't taste the bourbon.
Yeah. So there wouldn't be alcohol involved here, though.
No, that would have evaporated a long time ago.
Yeah, it's not like if you don't drink, don't have one of these, right? But if you like bourbon.
I mean, unless it's going to trigger you and then.
Mm. Yeah.
Oh.
Well, with the same, we'd go for rum cake or any of that stuff. There's nothing in it, right?
Some folks.
Well, no, there's some, there is. Yeah, but if you put it into the frosting, though, you got a good time. Yeah.
Some folks who have quit drinking don't even want to go down that path.
Yeah.
I think the flavor might set them off.
But you'd have to eat like 100 cakes in order to get drunk.
No, no. So. It's not that they get drunk. They're just worried about remembering that flavor.
Yes, yes. They didn't drink because of the flavor, most likely, if they're into that. But
maybe they just loved it.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, you got to take a cold draw. I didn't even cut my cigar yet.
Yeah, I get grape soda off of it. You know, obviously not carbonated, but it's got that very artificial sweet, you know.
Like grape juice?
No, grape juice.
No,
grape soda.
Sweet like grape soda. Pixie stick. Grape pixie stick.
Ooh. Oh.
You could give yourself the bell.
I wish I had the bell here. There's two bells I would have got already.
Two bells.
Well, the other one would be Aaron getting the bell for Bobcat. Oh, yeah. Knowing Bobcat.
Sure. You know what time it is?
Time to light.
Yes, it is. It's time to light our cigars. Brought to you by Perdomo, the hottest brand in the land. A company founded on quality, tradition, and excellence.
One draw, that's the law. One draw, that's the law. One draw, that's the law.
One draw, that's the law. It's brought to you by Abuelo Cigars. You're going to live under my roof. You're going to play by my rules. Abuelo Cigars.
That's tough talk. Yeah. If you're going to live under my roof, you're going to play by my rules.
There we go. That was my grandfather, damn it. I'll say that's the way it is. Nope. And get your ball and get your balls in my yard. See you later, kid.
Yep. I'll turn this car around right now.
Here we go.
If the alcohol was an issue in this, these would have gone up real quick.
So that stronger alcohol taste and aroma early on,
yes,
before absolutely. Lighting is gone. I think
it's more potent.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh no.
I feel like it's more
very
present
subtle
now.
To me. Mm.
Well, you're a big drinker, so you can handle it.
I'm not.
Yeah, not at all. Right?
But I mean, I really taste the flavor now. Now I'm tasting the smoke and
what have you.
Yeah, I'm just concerned because we all saw Chrissy.
Go, yeah, no, Dan, she says okay. Dan's just pointing to his ears. And
Dan's just
being a diva.
Trouble hearing himself, but everything's fine on this end.
Is it too loud for your delicate hearing?
It's normally way louder, so I can't hear anything but what's going on. And I'm like,
Last week, Chrissy, I don't know if Ed told you the story. We were doing the Cigar Authority.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Yeah, something went wrong.
We've been all good so far today with everybody.
All right, because we have coming up the
Cigar School.
Oh, yeah, that's going to
If you get all garbled, it's good.
That'd be horrible.
Yeah.
It'd be like Peanuts class.
See, now I'm in panic mode. Cigar School is this Friday?
Yeah, I've been panicked all weekend.
All right. Yeah, it's this Friday, and then we have the show on Saturday. But if you are not in the Cigar School, I'd say it's too late.
Mm-hmm.
You're never going to get your package in time.
So. No.
So far, so good. I'm watching you live while I produce you because I'm that good, and your sound is great on here.
Mm. All right, you're able to go and listen to what the thing? Okay.
I just log in separately, so I'm watching as a viewer right now.
Just a slight delay, and that's it, yeah.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
It sounds good.
All right. That was when I saw you go down like that. I'm like, here it is again.
No, you're good.
It was all Dan. All right, so
it's all Dan's fault.
It's always.
You should yell at Dan.
Yeah, I heard there was a lot of slander this weekend.
Oh, we talked about I brought you up about Dan. Write that down.
Yep.
So you listened.
I listened to it yesterday. I was at a bachelor party over the weekend, so I couldn't watch it live. But
start taking notes.
Oh yeah,
he's asking me to do this.
Yeah.
Every time you mentioned his name, I just said you should yell at him.
Yeah, he was poking.
I was poking.
Yeah. He was fanning the flames.
It's good that you listen, so that could be a go to that. Dan, do that when you get a chance.
Oh, God. Yeah, I
told you to do it. And he'll say, no, you never told me to do that. Oh, it was on the show. Well, you should have listened.
Right. Everyone's there.
Randomly on the show said, Dan, close up the food trucks. Get that done.
Right.
Yep.
Right. Which I'm hoping we can do today.
I think we're going to. We're going to be able to do it for the New England Cigar Expo.
Just some little things that... are bothering me that these little things aren't done.
When there's too many, even if they're little, you got to start getting them off your list.
You know what the good news is we talked a little bit about it on the pregame show we did last week on the podcast. We talked a little bit about it at the press conference. You can check those both online. But we talked about how we felt a little bit behind. But, you know, we didn't lock the food trucks in until July.
Really?
Yeah. That was one of the things that took a minute.
All right.
So locking it in today is great.
All right.
You got that great lead on the food trucks now. You got
Oh, yeah. I got the secret sauce. Yeah, exactly. Now I'm beating them off with two sticks.
Yeah. We'll
change that joke at the end.
So we're supposed to be talking now about cigars in our rotation.
Yeah.
Different from cigars in rotation. So think, I have to think about it as I do it, but if anybody has one that something has changed.
For me, it's that hot cake half Corona.
Yes.
I think I've already smoked 10 boxes.
And
of
you have you had a handful of boxes the other day.
My strategy for March Madness was I'm going to go see if there's anything I want on the bargain table. Otherwise, I'll buy 10 boxes of the half Coronas.
Yeah. And they're a $5 retail anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, and 20% off that. I'm smoking them for $4.
Yeah.
Can't beat that.
A little less, actually.
That's Renier Lorenzo. We're going to see him also a couple of weeks.
Next week.
Next Friday.
Week from Friday.
Yeah, yeah. He's popping by. Ooh. Got some samples for some secret expo cigar things.
Oh, I'm nice. Liking that.
He's got the deepest, raspiest voice in the industry.
Yeah.
Now, the other one that I'm buying by the box, which probably changes, McAuliffe Black.
Yes.
Mm. You know,
it certainly have for everybody because that was at the top of the heap, even for the big sale we had on top of it.
I didn't pay enough attention to it at the time, and then after we're smoking it for Cigar of the Year, these are really good.
That's how it got in the first place, but how it beat some top-notch cigars in there to begin with, and at the price range that it has to be.
Can't beat it.
No. Big winner, and they're going to come out with another color cigar, McAuliffe, whatever color it's going to be.
Blue.
You know it?
Yeah.
Okay. And there'll be two this year. There'll be blue and maybe red.
I don't know.
There is going to be two colors, one that's going to come out at the trade show and then one that's going to come out late.
Yeah, I think the blue might be the trade show one, and I think it's Sumatra.
Sounds right.
Which pisses you off.
a little bit. I mean, I'll try it, obviously.
And I got a little birdie told me something, and I'm not supposed to say anything.
All right, so what do you got?
So we're just going
to
leave it there.
So I'm going to tell you, if this makes any sense in the world to you, the first time ever done, an all Cameroon cigar, wrapper filler binder, all Cameroon.
How are they going to produce it?
I happen to know who that is.
So let's leave it alone then.
He gave one to me.
You already smoked it, bastard.
Yes, I did.
I got them coming tomorrow.
We smoked it over a year ago.
Really? Yeah. Well, he's been working on it since 2017. That's how long it's been. This is like the Opus X. When it was years that everybody said, there's this all Dominican cigar
that
coming.
Went on forever.
Not the wrapper, too. Nope, it's coming. And I think it was from 92 to 97
that long talk
went on. And then finally it ends up coming. But this one will be at the trade show in 3 weeks.
Oh, really?
Wow.
But I will get to smoke it beforehand, which is so wonderful, manufacturers, if you're out there. If you have it and you're going to say, hey, Dave, smoke this after I'm 20 cigars in, and I can't even taste it anyway, and I'll light it to be nice and stuff, but I'm not enjoying it.
Yeah.
Of course, I'm going to buy it.
Yeah.
But let me try before I go to the show, and maybe I'll buy instead of
be excited about
X,
it.
I'll buy Y.
The interesting thing about that cigar is he was asking us to guess what it was.
Huh.
We never would have got it.
Couldn't get it. It had more complex. I mean, it's all one leaf, but it still had some complexity.
Well, it's all one tobacco, but different primings on there for it to end up burning. Now, my question was, Cameroon tends to be thin. Therefore, how is the combustion? That cigar's going to burn awful fast. He said, nope. And I said, okay, it's not burning awful fast. And even because the binder, the wrapper is going to burn faster than the binder if it's the same tobacco, and then you need faster filler, and somehow you're going to put Ligero in it that's going to slow everything down. And he said, That's why it's been 2017.
Yeah. It probably took that long to source the Cameroon.
Yeah.
And to, you know, so get it to
it'll
work.
Be interesting. I don't think it's a cheap date. I think it's in the 20s.
No, I believe you mentioned it was going to be pricey.
Yeah. So that I'm looking forward to. But that doesn't take me to a change that happened to me. Yes, McAuliffe Black is one of mine also, because going through that whole process, like everybody else with the contenders and all that stuff, man, I start really getting into
it. Yeah, I really got into it. You're not hooked on the Atabey Blacks because you just won't spend them.
I purposely try not to because I don't want to get ruined, but maybe I had 10 of them.
Yeah, it's tough to get hooked on it because it's so limited. I still haven't had one yet.
Yeah, you wouldn't
know.
One
at the trade show, one when it came in, and the second shipment
came
in.
You wouldn't know because you were so tardy today, but I smoked one of those in your office today.
Oh, well, and?
It was fantastic. Yeah,
but I wouldn't say regular rotation even for you, right?
No. And, you know, I will say, okay, it's an Atabey in name, but it's a very different cigar.
Yeah.
It's very good. It's worthy of the name, but it's very different.
Different. Right. Yeah. Boy, I don't think a lot has changed. When did we do it?
We did it a year ago this week.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, for me, it's like I was coming off of working in Florida and smoking a lot of Alta this stuff. So my taste was a little different.
Yeah.
But I was also smoking a lot of the 20 Acre Farm, and I was smoking a lot of the Garofalo Loffman, which is still the Connecticut, which is still in my rotation. I had two when we were here on Friday during March Madness. But for new stuff, for me, the Perdomo 30th Connecticut Churchill.
There's another one. Of course, it didn't exist. So,
yep. So, like, same as the Garofalo Loffman Connecticut. It's a... I wouldn't even say mild. Whoa. It's medium body, Connecticut, Churchill, burn slow. It's perfect. Mm-hmm.
Believe it or not, I think you're going to see a new Perdomo.
I hope
at
so.
The trade show.
I hope so, because they're great.
Which it just came out in seriously. October, for God's sakes.
Yeah. And honestly, the other one that I would say is in my rotation now more so too, actually it's two cigars. One, the three-leaf Connecticut that just came out.
Go.
Really
there
like that.
And you're Connecticut on that, too?
Yeah,
me too.
Connecticut.
And my buddy Fal, who loves Connecticut, said, I like the Habano. And I'm like, really? I wouldn't have pegged you for that.
Yeah. Fal's always a Connecticut.
Yeah. Yep, that one for sure. And then also what we named Cigar of the Year, the Hotcake Connecticut, because that wasn't around when we did this show last year.
I'm also smoking
I forget about that.
Yeah.
It's another one that...
That's the cigar I had before this one today.
Yep. All right. No, I forget. That's another one that gets forgotten to me. You know, it's not all that mild, too.
No, it is.
So, you know, it's not a, let me have a mild cigar. Hotcake, Connecticut. Yeah, it's not true. It's Perdomo Champagne of hotcakes,
for
right?
sure. Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
And actually, this week I've been smoking a lot of Tricky Traca.
Oh.
Traca Saka.
Well.
Who will be here on Saturday. For the... Yeah. Cigar at the
we're going to smoke an Umbagog with him in the first hour.
In the second hour,
we have a choice of a new cigar that'll be coming out for the Cigar Association of New Hampshire. Am I supposed to say that? I don't know.
I don't know, but he said you wouldn't like it, so it must be strong.
Or something else that'll be at the trade show.
Oh, yeah, so it'll be... We don't even know.
He said I'll have both. So
we don't have to all smoke the same thing if it's not
true.
You know, so I would love the one that's too strong for you. And
I would love that.
I'd love it.
And there's going to be some synergy this week. So I'm not going to tell you what the cigar is yet because it's Tuesday. It doesn't come out. But we didn't plan this. But also this week, the Stars Review is... A Saka cigar.
Oh, no. I hope it comes out all right.
It came out good.
It came out good?
Yep. I set it all up yesterday.
It'd be more fun if it came out
bad. Wow, that's weird.
Yeah, we didn't do that on purpose. It just happened to, because we picked the cigars and then we just, you know, we go through and.
I think it'd be so much better if it came out bad while he was on the show. Yes.
Well, y'all going to have to read it.
I can make up whatever I want.
It'd be great.
I would have gave you the receipts so you would have, you would know it was true. Yeah.
Write up a second review that's terrible.
For this cigar, it's the lowest ever, a 64.
He'll have seen it. Mm-hmm. It comes out on Thursday.
Yeah. Well, we'll see if he sees it. Yeah. No, he always looks at reviews. Yeah.
You would think. All right. So I'm looking forward to the trade show because, you know, there are a handful of cigars that has changed in the rotation of new things that came in, but I can't think of an old cigar that I made. Well, I put back into my rotation.
The interesting thing about the trade show is to see just how much new stuff actually made it. You know,
I think that's going to be less than normal. Yeah. It should be because they didn't have time.
But
to
you're still hearing about some stuff, I guess.
Not a lot. I mean, a little
stuff. It's going to be a lot of
3 weeks out in
the camera
little
room. One they had years.
Okay, right. They've been working on for years.
Yeah.
But, you know, somebody like a Rocky Patel who typically comes out with five new things or something, is he going to come out with a couple or is he going to come out with one? Is he going to possibly come out with none? I know Christoph has something.
Yeah, Christoph has a couple. They have their 20th anniversary cigar coming out, their new PCA exclusive coming out. And they're also, which I think you'll see a lot of companies do, is they're redesigning their packaging. So it's they're working on a whole your portfolio job on it, but they're going to showcase one of those things. Yeah. And I think that's where you don't see a lot of almost beta testing of, hey, this is what we're working on, and we'll see from everybody.
Tony V texted me because he was smoking one of those Christophs you can only get in Aruba.
Oh, the Aruba one. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
He loves those.
Yeah,
cigars.
Yeah.
maybe.
That means
I talked to Jared today. I think he's going to – we're working on it.
Tony care package?
Yes.
He loves that one.
All right. Why don't we take a break, and when we come back, we'll have some letters in the mailbox, the weekly six-pack, and top five.
Only Great Leaf makes great cigars. Aganorsa Leaf stands out because of the distinctive mouthwatering flavors of the Corojo 99 and the Criollo 98 seeds, cultivated by Cuban agronomists on the best lands in Jalapa and Esteli, Nicaragua. When you smoke one of the JFR Lunatic, Guardian of the Farm, or Casa Fernandez cigars, you will experience the unique taste and aroma that makes Aganorsa Leaf different than any other tobacco in the world. Smoke one today and enjoy the signature flavor of Aganorsa Leaf.
Hello, cigar aficionados. This is Klaus Kellner from Davidoff Cigars. I invite you to taste the elements with Davidoff Escurio, Nicaragua, and Yamasa. From water comes originality. Savor the sweet and spicy originality of the Davidoff Escurio tobaccos born by the rains of Bahia, Brazil. From fire comes intensity. Enjoy the bittersweet aromas and fiery intensity of the Davidoff Nicaragua. From earth comes complexity. Taste the earthy flavors and complex spices that are unique to the red soil of the Yamasa region in Dominican Republic. Only Davidoff Master Blenders could take the power of nature and blend it into a range of exceptional cigars. Each element making each cigar a unique experience. Water, fire, earth. Flavors that have risen from the very world itself. I hope you enjoy them as much as I do. Davidoff Cigars. Cigar adventures to a wider world.
Aging Room 4 Nicaragua Maestro. Named Cigar Aficionado's number one cigar of the year with a 96 rating, is a complex Nicaraguan puro carefully blended by Rafael Nodal and made by AJ Fernandez. As Cigar Aficionado described it, every puff is an overture of flavors that's at times heavy and rich with notes of dark chocolate and wood, and other times subtle and understated with hints of fine caramel and toasted almonds. Treat yourself to an Aging Room 4 Nicaragua today.
Surgeon General warning, cigar smoking can cause cancers of the mouth and throat even if you do not inhale.
And we're back live in the Studio 21 Cigar Studio above Two Guys Smoke Shop in Salem, New Hampshire. We're smoking the Single Cask Nation 2023. And if you want to send us an email, it's theassholespodcast@gmail.com. We're on YouTube, Facebook. We usually check the comments. If not right away, then within a week, you know.
Would you call this a flavored cigar?
I don't know. Treated, maybe?
Honestly, it was a limited edition maybe either right before COVID or during or right after. It was a Camacho barrel aged where it was like an offshoot of like the Corojo, Connecticut. Yeah. Like already out there. And it was – you could actually really taste the infusion on it. Like, when I wouldn't say infusion, it was more just like the same style. It reminds me more of that, where it's just a really pronounced barrel age or resting.
We did this 3 or 4 times, but it's not each year. Mm-hmm. It's at least 2 years in between each time is how it happened. Will it ever happen again? I don't know. That's up to Single Cask Nation because it's a process. They have to first bottle all the stuff. Then it's the barrel that's left, and then ship it all the way to Nicaragua, and then go through this whole process.
Whole which, testing. Oh, this one's too strong.
And they say that it's a labor of love because it isn't worth it.
Yeah.
This cigar comes in at, what was the price on this? $14. $149 for a box of 10. It is not worth the effort doing this, but they do it because they love the process and seeing how it goes.
$139. Wouldn't be
$149. Two guys cigars.com, box of 10, $139. There it is. So it's still available.
Yep.
They only made a couple hundred or whatever.
200 boxes.
200.
So yeah, there's a handful of boxes left. And yeah, this was made, the barrel they used was from Kerry Hart, who is, he was a like motocross guy. He's married
sounds like
to
a wrestler.
Yeah, right, well, Bret Hart.
Oh, they're, maybe they're brothers.
Maybe. Well, maybe. Who knows?
Another
but,
one.
Yeah, she's he's Pink's husband.
That's right.
The music artist.
Pink's husband.
Really? Gotcha.
That's who it is.
Yeah.
All right. Do we have any letters in the mailbox?
We
Pink,
do.
Pink's husband.
Pink's husband. Yeah.
There's a letter in your mailbox.
You got mail.
This is from Carter Hope, and we have another humidor issue.
Oh my God. It's that time of year.
It is.
Season.
Good afternoon, crew. I've ran into an issue with my humidor. I recently returned from a three-week work trip and found my humidifier device that came with my humidor with some mold on it. Not sure how it grew since I used distilled water in it, but regardless, immediately threw it away. Previously, I've used the humidity packs, but learned that they are rather expensive. It didn't last as long as I expected. What do you recommend for a humidity source of a small 100-ish count humidor? Love listening to your show at work. Keep up the free entertainment.
So he most likely had the green fluorofoam, which is the crappiest thing.
Yeah.
If it came with it.
If you can accommodate it, the Diamond Crown ones are great.
Great. Yeah.
You know, it depends but on
and,
how
and
the
and just
lid
distilled
is,
water is fine within that. Yeah. But if you're using one that has some sort of sponge device to it, you need to use that provolone glycol solution, 50-50. That will make it so it will not over-humidify and not mold.
Right.
It inhibits mold growth as well.
Also, if you have your humidor too full, if it's pushing like right up, if the cigars are pushing against the device, that can happen
too.
And also, if you're going to be away for 3 weeks, the humidity packs last 90 days, most of them. So if you're going to be gone for 3 weeks where you don't want to touch anything, I always prefer humidity packs that I can set it and forget it, right?
Yeah.
Well, but it's two-way regulation.
Right.
So.
And you don't have to worry about, I mean, I've never really had an issue.
And where did he
mold.
Live? He didn't say.
No, I didn't say.
Yeah, so he's somewhere where it's humid, I bet you.
Yeah, Florida.
Arizona. Not Arizona, but
just
maybe
as
Florida,
an aside, the,
Southeast.
Louisiana.
The propylene glycol is not my favorite because that regulates to 70%.
Yes. Yeah,
right.
High. Yeah, you know, and we want it lower.
I do, for sure.
Yeah. 67, 65.
Yep. So, you know, I'd look at, if he's got the space for the Diamond Crown, that's what I'd do.
Yeah.
Okay. That it?
That's it.
All right. Send your emails to theashholespodcast@gmail.com. Theashholespodcast@gmail.com. Dave Sixpack is here.
Woo-wee.
And we have a single cast nation that we're smoking in the six pack.
Not the actual ones we're smoking. It's a fresh one.
Now, I wonder, when they pack it, will they pack it in the pack with the other ones? And if they did, will it cross-contaminate
the
other cigars?
They will be in the same pack.
They will.
But they'll be celloed.
Okay.
So,
all right.
You know, I guess they'll have to tell us.
Okay, Perdomo 30th Churchill, which is bourbon barrel-aged anyway, so if a little goes on to that, 13.19 for the Perdomo 30th Churchill. Red Anchor Captain, $20 cigar. You're not messing around here. This is some top-notch shit here.
It's my rotation.
Okay. The cigar with no name.
Ooh.
This is what has just launched.
Made by Artista, right?
Yes. And this is the one without the band that was supposed to be the Dragon Slayer.
Right.
And it didn't end up happening. People have said to me, they look at it and say, Dave, is it a good cigar? Because there's no band on it.
Right.
I said, it's a good cigar. You're going to be happy. Mm-hmm. And they buy a single, and then they buy a box.
Mm. Yeah. And I've seen
here's your chance to get the single.
Yeah. And I've seen a lot of people in the office here, people buying it. You know, it's definitely in a lot of people's rotation now.
You bring up Three Leaf. Somebody said it to Three Leaf Connecticut. That was you, Dan. The three-leaf Connecticut 50, which is a, what, 5x50?
Yeah.
Okay. $10 cigar there. And the Hotcakes Leguito number 4. I don't know what size that
is.
It's
a little bit bigger than the half Corona.
All right.
It's a bigger step up.
All right. $9.29 for that. You got a $78.66 deal for $66.99. So we're getting,
15% off.
Yeah. That's good. That's good. That's the deal. You go to twoguyscigars.com, the number twoguyscigars.com on the top of the box. You put Dave's. The thing pops down. This may or may not be in the...
We're back to normal. Last week, you know, you guys did a very good job of finding the New England Cigar Expo
all right.
boxes. But, if you just search Dave's apostrophe S.
Yeah.
Or if you go to gift packs and samplers, you can find the Dave six-pack there.
And it'll only be there until...
Tuesday at 3.
Tuesday at 3, and then it switches.
That's right.
All right, so that's that. And it's time for the top five, and that's brought to you by...
Nobody.
We have
Ladies
nobody.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Here is today's top five list.
That's our Stu. You don't even know who that is, right?
Old nope. Stu, yeah, way back.
Remember Stu?
Perdomo Stu.
Yes.
Not Perdomo, no. Padron. He was a huge Padron fan.
Well, and he liked those Roma Craft green ones.
Mm, yes. Yeah. I haven't seen him in quite a while. I owe him a call.
Hmm.
We'll call him.
Okay.
What was I going to say? Yeah, so we have our top five this week. Well, coming up this Sunday is the Oscars, so I figured I would go through and look at some of the past Best Picture winners and figure out what are the, you know, a lot of movies win Best Picture. Doesn't mean they're good or bad, but they're ones that you're like, why did this win? So I went through and figured out.
A lot of times I don't like the ones that are there.
Right.
But I like what you have here for the most part, except for one that I don't know what it is.
Yeah. So we're going to start with number 5, The Departed.
So, yeah, that...
That's the one you don't know.
Correct.
You don't know The Departed, really?
No, I don't know The Departed.
Oh, okay, I was going to say.
Not only do I know The Departed...
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
Our friend Tony V is in The Departed.
Yeah, I was about to ask you, is Tony...
He is.
Where
is it? When they go to Fenway Park, I believe, he's one of the cops that are there, am I right?
Are you thinking of The Town?
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking of The Town.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the electrician.
I don't think he made The Departed.
Oh, maybe not The Departed.
He should have.
That's Whitey Bulger, The Departed, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. All right, I confused the two.
Yep, so yeah.
The Departed was good, though.
Yep, Martin Scorsese.
Yeah.
Loosely based, but really heavily based on Whitey Bulger. Coming in number 4, Silence of the Lambs.
Very good.
Yep.
Good movie.
Oh
yeah.
It's creepy.
Awesome movie.
Yep.
You know what the weird one is on there? The Buffalo Bill, that guy.
Oh, yeah.
He's the guy in Monk. He's the
Oh, really?
Yep.
Sergeant...
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
Captain, whatever. Yeah, it's so weird that's him.
Because you mentioned it, name kind of blank from my head.
Because he was so creepy in that
movie.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Put the lotion in the basket.
Yeah. Rubs the lotion on its skin.
Lotion.
Nope. Coming in at number 3, No Country for Old Men.
Don't know what that is.
Yeah.
So,
not a fan.
Coen Brothers movie. So they made like The Big Lebowski. They made a lot more.
I like that.
Yeah, it's not a comedy.
It's not. This one is a straight, like, modern Western is what I would call it.
And it's not a comedy at all.
Not a comedy at all.
No.
And I would say stick to what you do, but they ended up winning an Oscar for it.
I like it. Apparently, Aaron doesn't think it's
very good.
Yeah,
I'm not a fan. Mm. Like, you know? The tone of it, it's just like, eh.
Going to do it?
I'll watch it.
Really?
Sure.
No Country for Old Men. I'm an old man.
It's really good. Tommy Lee Jones is in it.
We're old men. I like him.
Javier Bardem. It's good. It's worth checking out.
All right.
Coming in at number 2. One of my personal favorites, The Deer Hunter.
Classic.
If you got 6 hours to spare.
Yeah, really.
It's a great movie. I would call it an epic, really. It's so long, but it's great. And coming in at number 1, this was tough. I had to pick one, so I wasn't going to put both on the list, but Godfather Part 2.
My favorite.
Can't beat it.
Two's better.
Yeah. Two's better than one.
Yeah. And that rarely happens. I don't know if it ever happened.
No, I can't think of it ever happening after that.
Yeah. Well, you know what's funny? You say Godfather Part 3. If it was called anything else, it's a good movie. But the fact it was The Godfather Part 3, it's a terrible movie.
I don't know.
Part 2?
It wasn't that great anyway.
No. But it wasn't as bad as...
It was a letdown. His point is it was a letdown because it was Godfather Part 3.
Yeah.
It feels even worse.
Yes.
Because
maybe
you'd
say, oh, that was a decent movie, but Godfather Part 3, how dare you?
Yeah.
How dare you?
Yes.
Yeah.
Really, how dare you do
And there's
that?
So many movies that get snubbed. like the year Forrest Gump won, that list year. I think it's like Pulp Fiction. It's like four or five.
Shawshank Redemption was that year?
I think it's the same year.
Come on. Shawshank Redemption was a classic movie.
I'll always watch that.
But Forrest Gump had a lot going on
It went
through so many different things.
You know I hate him, right?
No.
Tom Hanks.
Forrest Gump or Tom Hanks?
Tom Hanks.
He hates
the real villain of Forrest Gump is Jenny.
Jenny, the worst
movie villain besides Grandpa Joe.
You know what I say to Tom Hanks? Get a dog de Bordeaux, put your dress on, and talk to a soccer ball. That's what I said to that guy.
Well, when he talked to the soccer ball, think of that he held that movie for two hours by himself. It was pretty amazing. Apart, right? It was pretty amazing.
It's a lot of acting going on.
Yeah.
He's got to put the dress on, though, right?
On from the TV show? Bosom Buddies?
Bosom Buddies, yeah.
And his first one was that terrible thing with the dog de Bordeaux.
Beethoven?
No. What was that movie called?
Oh,
you're wrong, though.
It's not Beethoven?
No.
His first movie was Bachelor Party.
Oh, yeah. Another classic.
Which was a good coming-of-age type of movie, that what they called in those days, Bachelor Party.
Like Fast Times, Ridgemont.
Yes, yeah, he was pretty funny.
Why can't I think of that stupid dog movie? I got to look it up.
Oh, it's something with a W. It's...
What is it?
Turner and Hooch.
Turner and Hooch, of course.
I don't even know whether he was Hooch or he was Turner.
Well, don't ever do that. Put yourself in a movie with animals and, you know, they say
animals and kids.
Clint Eastwood with the orangutan.
Yes.
Basically the same.
He made some big money on that one, right?
Just along with his elderly mother.
Any Which Way But Loose.
Any Which Way You Can. Same, there was many spinoffs of that. They make money with them.
Yeah, what happened? Did the orangutan die?
Must have.
It must have. No, we can't do anymore.
Although they say they live long, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I think
Hollywood got a hold of him.
Yeah. That was it. He wanted more money.
developed a drug problem.
Found cocaine in its
system.
Tough
to work with.
All right. I don't hate the cigar.
Wow. I do not hate the cigar.
This is interesting because it's a little different than regular cigar because it has that going on, but I'm ready. I have my number.
I have my number.
Yep.
All right. Who wants to go?
I gave it an 89.
89.
Yeah.
I'm going to go next because I did 89 too.
There we go.
We are on the same level. Do you notice that each week? We don't look at each other. We're far away from each other because
you're not copying.
I wrote mine
a while ago. Yeah.
Yep.
I gave it a 90.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Slow burn. Nice flavor. It's good.
It's good.
Thought it was good.
You thought it was good. Well, I'm with Dan. I went 90 because it's all about the leaf, and it's got Aganosa.
It's got Aganosa leaf.
It's flexing.
Yeah.
Easy math, 89.5.
It's a little, got that little thing of alcohol.
Je ne sais quoi?
I don't know what that means, but it's got that little bit of alcohol in it, and you know I'm not an alcohol drinker.
No.
So if it wasn't
in there, you might like it a little bit.
I would like it, like you said, last year.
Yeah. That one was my favorite of the ones they've done.
I know it's there.
Mm. No.
It was stronger before I lit it, but it's still there. And as I go down, I still taste it. So there it is.
Well, there you have it.
Well, that is it. So next week, it is the PCA review.
Already?
Preview.
What did I say?
Review.
No, preview.
It won't have happened.
But I'll tell you, manufacturers, get the information in because... I don't have a bunch. This could be a real short show of new cigars coming out. Everybody's holding to the vest, or it's what we think, that there's not going to be a lot of new cigars because the trade show moved from it's usually July to March.
That's right.
And they're not ready. It looks like they're not ready. Or they're scrambling right now, and they're going to get it to us
before
the show on Tuesday. We'll see how that goes. So until then, you've been listening to The Ashholes, broadcasting live from the Studio 21 Cigar Studio, right above Two Guys Smoke Shop in Salem, New Hampshire. The Quirky Dog Podcast is next.
Stay tuned.
Tomorrow.
Opinions expressed by the hosts, guests, or callers of this program do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Studio 21, Podcast Cafe, the United Podcast Network, its partners, or affiliates.